welcome to our View the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
We are. We're back to argue some more. We never really argue that much.
No, we don't. We tend to agree on a lot of things.
Oh, we do.
Agree the toss doesn't really have the same ring to it, does it?
No. I suppose it's arguing the minutiae of things.
Yes.
So, we certainly do that. And this episode, do you want to introduce our topic?
Yeah, this week we're talking about VR, virtual reality.
Yeah, it's actually here.
It is. I was going to say sort of, but not really. It is now, isn't it? All the major headsets have been released. We're still waiting for PSVR, but Oculus Rift is out, and the Vive, or the Vive, I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce it, actually. But the
I say Vive.
I say Vive,
you say Vive.
Valve's VR headset is now out. The only thing we're waiting for is, still the PlayStation VR, and for the whole thing to come down in price to an affordable thing.
Yeah. You've actually invested, haven't you? You've been playing. You've been in the virtual
this
week.
I've been traveling to another reality with my reality helm. I got one of the Samsung Gear VRs, and if you haven't seen these, if you have one of the sort of newer Samsung phones, you can buy something that's it's a bit like a scaled up version of Google Cardboard, where it's just a couple of lenses fit into a helmet, and you put your phone in the front of it. Well, it's not a helmet, it's just an eyepiece with two straps, and you pop your phone into it, you put it on your face, and it focuses the images from your phone onto your eyes and does the VR that way. And it's a little bit more high-end than Google Cardboard. I think the helmet itself has got some accelerometers and other fancy things built into it to make the experience a bit more immersive, and it sort of works very well. It's surprisingly good, yeah.
So what's the price? Is it cheaper than a...
It is, yeah. It cost me, I think, £80.
Which
I mean, the expensive part of it is the phone, which I already had. That's
right.
This is just a sort of clip-on thing for it. That was the reason I sort of decided to get it, because I've been excited about VR for ages. First time I ever used it, I was at Disneyland in Epcot. They had a thing set up there, which I remember being very young, very excited about, and having it. And I'm sure if I were to play that same thing again, it'd be this terrible sort of low poly, horrible looking thing, but I remember being just amazed by it. So I was really excited when the Oculus Rift was announced, and we've started to move towards VR, and I've been wanting to get one for ages, and the £80 was a decent enough entry
that's a good sort of entry level price, isn't it?
Yeah, to sort of just see how it actually feels when you're using it,
So what's the game list like for the Samsung Gear VR? Do the games work across all of the systems, or do some have
different
games, or ones that don't work, or
my primary sort of criticism about the Gear VR is that it's a closed system. It's got its own little app store. When you plug the headset into the phone, it takes you into the Oculus environment straight away. I say Oculus, I should say that the Gear VR is powered by Oculus, whatever that means. It's an Oculus Rift branded product. You can't use other apps with it. Once you plug it in, your phone sort of goes into Gear VR mode, and you can access the Samsung App Store, and you can't. It's a closed system. There's no, you can't go on the internet and download apps that aren't prescribed by Samsung, you see what I mean. I'm a little bit sort of sketchy about, because one of the things that I think is really interesting about VR is what indie devs and people who, just hobbyists can make, the interesting experiences that you can have. And the selection on the Gear VR store, it's a little bit limited. There's not much in the way of... There are a couple of interesting games, but if you look through all the articles of, you know, the best apps and games for Gear VR, they're all pointing towards the same two or three things.
So, so which games did you play, and did you have any particular favorites?
The main game that I've been interested in is one by the creators of Monument Valley, which was a game that I played through a year ago and really enjoyed. It's
Yeah, I
called,
love that
it's fantastic, and it's called Land's End. And when you play it, it very much feels like it's by the makers of Monument Valley. It's all big, sort
game.
of empty feeling, but interesting and intricate landscapes. But of course, in this time, instead of looking at it from a sort of isometric perspective, you are there, and
So does it look similar visually,
it
like the
sort of
sort of
does
lush colors and?
it's more, it's a little bit more video gamey. It's less stylized, and you know the sort of textures and the polygons, and it's less artistically sort of. I mean, because it has to be in 3D, so.
Less
Yeah,
minimalist
less minimalist, that's
right.
the best way of describing it. And but it does feel very much sort of in the same universe. It also it
Right.
the premise of the game is that you move around from sort of point to point in the in the world that's been presented, and you find puzzles which are they sort of feel like puzzles from The Witness, only a lot simpler. They're sort of it's joining dots together rather than solving mazes, but there's complications that get introduced as you move through the levels. But the sort of draw of it is just to, it's the first thing I've played that does try to simulate sort of another reality, if you see what I mean, which is quite
That
interesting.
must be amazing.
It gives you some spectacles to see, and it's only about an hour long, but it's well worth playing. And oh yeah, I just really enjoyed going through it and just spending an hour just, you know, in another world. It was very fun.
So, how much was that game, for instance?
That was, I think it was $5.99, which is,
That's
yeah, it's slightly pricey, and something you find with a lot of the games and apps on that store is
I didn't think so, but I suppose, yeah, for an hour's experience, I suppose it is pricey, but it's not.
yeah, precisely. But it is a little bit. It's more. I think it's more expensive than Monument Valley was, but I mean, it's worth it because. You know, it's a completely different new
Yeah, for a
experience.
totally new
Yeah,
experience, though.
absolutely.
I think $5.99 to step into another world is pretty reasonable.
Yes, absolutely. Even if you only spend an hour there.
So, what other did you play any other games?
Like I say, there's a sort of a few on the store, and I went through all the ones that were recommended and popular. And it's kind of got the stuff that you would expect. It's got lots of sort of shooty things where. There's one called Smash Hit VR, which is free, and it's quite good. It feels like, did you ever play Rez?
Yeah, love Rez.
It's not quite as good as Rez. I'll pull that plaster off straight away. But it's very sort of similar in that it's taking you through a very stylized world, and you're going through it at a certain pace, and you look around to shoot targets as they show up, and it gets more. And it shares quite a lot with Rez. It's just not quite as well designed. Not the music isn't as integrated as it is in the game. But
So is it like you're flying kind of,
yes,
because whereas you're kind of floating through it, weren't
yeah,
you?
precisely. You are flying over sort of. This big, strange, computery landscape that feels sort of like the bit in Jurassic Park where she uses a Unix system, and it's all rendered in 3D as with files as buildings, and it feels a little bit like that, a little bit prettier than that, but that sort of thing.
So what do you use to, sorry, just to,
No, go.
what do you use to control, what's the
Oh,
controller? How do
that's
you?
the other thing that is built into the headset. It's a touch pad on the side of the controller, on the side of the headset. Sorry, which you just,
Oh, weird.
so you can slide back and slide forward on that, and it works as a click as well. You can tap it to click, and you go up and down, and it works surprisingly well. It makes you feel like Cyclops from the X-Men. You just put your fingers through it,
Okay,
but.
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that's what this system is really crying out for, is a game where you play as Cyclops.
Yeah, or Geordie LaForge.
Yeah, precisely.
sorry, I interrupted
No,
your game.
I didn't have anything particularly profound else to say about that. It was just that that's the kind of thing that you... There's a lot of variations on that theme on the store. And there's also there's a VR remake of Temple Run. I don't know if you ever played that, or Jungle Run.
No.
It's one of those 3D sort of infinite runner games not quite
Okay.
popular on Android and iOS, where you're that it's a bit sort of Indiana Jonesy. You grab an idol at the start of the game, and then you spend the rest of it running from the monsters who you've unleashed who are now chasing you. And it's done in third person when you play it on the on a mobile, but with this obviously it moves into first person, and it's just really quite interesting to see a game that I've played from another perspective and be able to look over my shoulder, which is something you can't do in the mobile version. See that there is something chasing you. It's really quite interesting.
That's cool. So when you play did you play any shooters?
I played that one shooter. I played Smash Hit VR, but
is how realistic did it look, and there I go, how realistic did it feel?
Well, this is the kind of thing. I mean, with Smash Hit, you can't really ask for it to look realistic because the design sort of language of it is that it does look very computery and very virtual.
Right, okay.
What I did notice was, the first time I used the most sort of recent generation of VR was it was an Oculus Rift, which had been set up in a stand by IBM, who were doing a show at my university at the time. And the experience of that was, it was you basically got handed like a Wii remote thing, and you were asked to do a sort of tennis game. You just did one sort of hit and return one ball, and then it analyzes your performance and shows you where your ball would have gone and takes you through all these stats. But the interesting thing about it was, to show you all these stats, it lifted you off the ground and put you on a little fly through the tennis court. And when that happened, when I was using the Rift, I sort of had a physical reaction to it. I felt my stomach sort of drop a little bit.
Right.
And
yeah.
I found that really interesting. And I thought, oh, wow, this can actually sort of mess with your physical perceptions.
Yeah.
That is not something that I've experienced with the Gear VR. And I don't know whether that's because of the technology and because it's quite a sort of scaled down version of VR, or whether it's just because I've gotten used to the idea of VR and it's no longer an exciting thing and can no longer sort of trick my brain in the way that it did when I hadn't used it before, if you see what I mean.
Mm, yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So that was one of the things I was slightly disappointed with, is that when I was playing Land's End, I was looking out for that sort of experience because it all takes place on like cliffs and promontory structures, and you can look over the edge of these cliffs and see the sort of sea laying down below. And I thought, right, oh, that's going to be cool. I'll look over that and see if it gives me a sense of, you know,
vertigo.
Distance and depth and vertigo. Yeah, precisely. And it really didn't to all that. To much extent at all, but that may just be because it's a sort of lower resolution thing.
Yeah, maybe. That's interesting. Yeah. So that was my next question was going to be, has it lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, what I found about it was, I haven't played that many games on it, but I have been using it as for other experiences, which is kind of what I was hoping for anyway. There's a Cirque du Soleil app that you can download, and it's a sort of 5 to 6 minute Cirque du Soleil show. Yes, and
cool.
I thought that was really interesting. That's the kind of thing that I want to see in VR, is just not necessarily just games, but things like this, where you can just look around and something is happening around you. You can watch it sort of like a 3D film.
Experiences.
Yes. Stuff that you would have to travel to see, or some stuff well out of your way to experience or pay a lot for. That's stuff that I think could be done really well in VR, and Sweet.
I mean, that's what I always thought, because as a kid, all kids are into like Egypt and stuff, so I was into Egyptology, and but then I read some article that the mere facts of the amount of tourists that go to the pyramids is eroding them quicker than they've ever been eroded before, the fumes from the buses and whatnot. And so I was like, oh no, so now I don't want to go to eat. This is what I thought as a kid. And I thought, yeah, but when we get virtual reality, I'll be able to go to the pyramids and not damage them. And I might be able to see them as they were and see them as they are now and, get the sort of experience. So I think that's true, that to experience things as opposed to just play things or whatever is a really good use of VR.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a lot of fun to watch Cirque du Soleil, which is really good. The app they've come out with is really good in that there's a show going on in front of you, but you can look around and there is other stuff happening behind you, and so you can watch it through like five or six times, and you can always spot new stuff. It's really, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I was really impressed with that in a way that I didn't get that much enjoyment out of the games that I was playing. When I was playing the games, I was very aware that I'm playing a video game. When I'm sitting there watching this show, I thought, this is something new. This is something I haven't done before.
And going to gigs would be, like concerts,
Yeah,
like massive
precisely.
concerts and things, become much more accessible. I can imagine people like, I don't know, Taylor Swift or Kylie or something,
And
doing stuff on VR.
there's apps available already that sort of I don't know if there's anything in the way of gigs, but there's definitely a live streaming app which it was streaming stuff from the American presidential debates. So when they were playing, you could go onto this app, and it was apparently like you were sitting in the front row. I didn't bother doing that, but
No, it's a weird one to want to VR,
yes,
but
I know. I would rather watched a gig, but the
yeah.
demonstrations, and that's not the only thing that they do. They other live
No.
stream events, and I'm sure that there is some musical stuff on there. But
Yeah.
I also thought that was a really interesting use of the technology. It was let you be able to attend live things that you otherwise would have had to fly halfway around the world to see.
And then what about extended play or watching? Like, does it make you tired? Is there a physical
Now, I didn't find that there was, and
eye ache or
sorry, what'd you say?
did you get like tired eyes or a headache or
See, I was expecting to, and the first time I played it, I sort of did. I came, but I'd come home from a sort of 10-hour shift at work, and I was starving, and I was tired anyway. So I think that might have contributed to it, because when I've played it since, I haven't really experienced any sort of motion sickness or headache or migraines. Once you're used to it, it becomes pretty sort of unobtrusive, and it feels just very,
Real.
very normal and natural, and not normal, but
Yeah.
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that obviously, I think that is something that's going to differ from person to person and from system to system. And there have definitely been reports of some people who've been using the Oculus Rift stuff and getting very motion sickness from it. I didn't,
Oh, really? Yeah.
but it's
Yeah.
one of
Those and
those
it's like 3D.
people.
Some people it doesn't work on them or whatever.
Absolutely.
Did you have to like clear the room? Because I have this image of you just like bruising your shins on the
Well,
coffee table.
that hasn't quite
just like
happened.
wandering around.
The thing about the VR that the Gear VR that separates it from the Oculus Rift and the Valve one, is that it doesn't do any room positional tracking. It's just the direction you're
Right,
turning.
that's it.
You do need sort of a 360 degree view, so it suggests, oh, if you haven't got a chair that can swivel around you, you've got to stand in the middle of the room and turn around to do this. I happen to have a swivel chair, so I put that in the middle of my room and just use that. But so no, you don't really have to clear the room. You do have to clear a space if you want to use any of the sort of 300, but otherwise you can just do it sitting in a chair, and if you need to look over your shoulder, you can. But that's a lot of the game seemed designed to just have you facing in one direction, specifically so that you don't have to sort of wander around your room and trip over your own furniture.
We're gonna have to have padded cells for VR
Yes,
cells.
precisely. And I think the way that the Oculus and the Vive kind of that is that they have pass through cameras where you can, I don't know whether it's you can press a button and just see in front of you and see where you are to adjust, but
oh, I see. Right, yeah.
And I mean the Gear VR does have that functionality as well, although it's difficult to get to. You have to go through two menus to turn the camera on, so it's not as if you can just press a button, turn it off, see where you are, and then go back in. It's a sort of unwieldy.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like we're close to wrapping up. So I guess just what your overall impressions really for listeners who are thinking about splashing out on a virtual set of some sort of another.
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in VR, this is a really sort of good, really cheap way to experience it. Now, not particularly cheap, but a lot cheaper than going for one of the full on headsets. And I've definitely had a lot of fun with mine, and I don't regret buying it at all. It has sort of brought into light some of the things that I think maybe don't work very well about VR, particularly that it's when you're using VR, it is the only thing that you are doing. Normally when I play a game or when I watch a film or whatever I'm doing, I have another window open. I might be tweeting about it. I might be doing this. I might be discussing it with people. Or, you know, I might just have a sort of cup of coffee there or whatever. You can't do that in VR because you can't see anything around you. There's no sort of multitasking support within the apps, at least not yet. So if you're playing a game, you can't do anything else. You are just completely useless for the next 2 hours. If you see what I mean.
Yeah, it's a complete sort of isolation.
Yeah, precisely. And it does feel like I'm not using my time particularly effectively when I'm using it. Not that I'm using my time particularly effectively when I'm tweeting about a film I'm watching, but it's just sort of 2 hours drained out of your evening and you've only managed one thing.
Yeah, there was no multitasking involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much my column kind of.
Yeah, this is what I did. I read the column and that was the thing you struck on, which I had immediately sort of noticed. When I use it, I tend to only use it in sort of 20 to 30 minute bursts. This was after I'd watched a film on it. There's a cinema app, which is incidentally really good and really interesting, which I was playing a film on. Just by the end of that, I realized, I've just been sitting in a chair for 2 hours, just completely sort of dead to the world. My eyes covered by this visor, my ears covered by these headphones. Anyone could have just walked into my room, just moved all my stuff out, taken all my stuff away, I would have come, I would have taken the visor off, and there would have been an empty room because I was just
like being some kind of junkie.
Yeah,
like almost on a bed than life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that's the drawback of going to virtual reality, that you sort of have to completely leave this one.
It was interesting, and that's why I prefer the idea of augmented reality.
Yes.
Just because in some ways I think it would be more amazing to have like Mario running across my mantelpiece as one of his levels to jump off, and then jumping onto my bookcase and around the back of my sofa or something.
Yeah,
I just think that will just be like amazing.
I mean, if this sort of technology can do that sort of thing and really sort of realistically adapt to the room that's surrounding you and you know, create those kind of experiences, then I think that'll be really interesting. What I really want is to see these sort of those two disciplines combined into the one technology, if you see what I mean.
Yeah,
to just have a visor which you can do one or the other on.
Yeah, I mean, I did hear, I was talking to Dave, and he saw a video or an article or something where there's like a volume control, so you can control it can go from reality, augmented reality, and through to completely virtual.
Yeah.
So you kind of have degrees, which should be quite interesting. Do you get what I mean?
Sort of. So it's controlling the sort of intensity of the display
and
the solidity of it. Yeah, see that's the kind of thing that's what worries about me. That's what worries me about AR is that the sort of the opacity of the actual thing that's being displayed. How well can it fit into the surrounding world that you're seeing? And I don't know.
I mean, you want it to be sort of Who Framed Roger Rabbit
Yeah,
style, sort of,
precisely. You want,
like there.
yeah, you want it to feel real. And if it's a transparent display that you can see something behind, it doesn't necessarily, it feels like that would tear you out of the experience a little bit. But like I say, I'm not, I've never used a HoloLens, so I'm not familiar with how good it does
No.
look. So, yeah.
I mean, that display at E3, was it last year? That blew my mind, where they had the Minecraft castle just like grow out of the table.
Yeah, I think I don't think that was actually
As a
scanning that
role player,
hardware.
because we do tabletop role playing, right?
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
imagine if your GM, your game master, had a castle, had the landscape that you're playing in come out the table. I mean, that
That would be pretty good. Yeah. Although you would
would be amazing.
need,
You'd
eight
all
or
need to
nine.
be in these
Yeah.
specs, but at least you wouldn't be in sort of like that sensory isolation that you get with VR.
Yes, precisely.
You'd still be able to speak to each other, and so it would make it really social, which I think is really exciting. And so that's why I'm more excited about AR than VR. But yeah, VR seems to have kind of taken the lead at
Yeah,
the moment.
but I
So.
think as more people sort of use it, I think definitely there's going to be some pushback from people who are not interested in sitting on their own wearing this visor and not being able to see anything else. I think that's the major sort of flaw that I notice after starting using the VR, and I think I don't think that's going to go unnoticed by the wider public when VR really becomes I mean, it's out now, but it's not really out because it's only for enthusiasts. When it does hit the mainstream, I think there's going to be some resistance to it, and I'm not necessarily sure that it is the way forward in the same way I was, a month before I got my headset.
Oh, okay, that's really interesting. And yeah, I think that's a great place to leave it.
Yeah, well, if we've
Yeah, it's sort of worth giving it a go, but may not be the future, says Drew of our
absolutely.
texts.
It's something that you definitely want to try for yourself, and if you're interested in it, I can't recommend it enough. It's a lot of fun, and you can do some interesting things with it, even if it is a bit restricted. It's definitely a good entry point if you can't quite justify buying a full-on headset yet.
Cool. Okay. Well, thanks, Drew, for that insight into the virtual.
That's all right.
Because yeah, I haven't been there yet, so yeah, it has made me a little bit more interested to give it a
Oh, yeah.
go. One of the guys, Dave T at role playing, he's investing in the Sony
Oh, yeah.
set, so I'm definitely gonna knock on his door when he does that and give it a try.
Yeah.
But that is Argue the Toss for this episode.
Cool.
And leave us your comments. If you've bought a set, let us know what you think. And we'll probably touch on this subject again. It sounds like there's more to chat about.
Absolutely, yeah.
But until next time, Drew.
Yep. Yeah, cheerio.